You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au.
Goes here to Corey Norman, who puts it high, floating in the air. Nick Meaney's underneath and he's a bit late coming to it. Oh, what a take! Zach Lomax has plucked it out of the air. Given a pass to Matt Duffy, and the Dragons score a spectacular try. What about the skill? The kick was high, floating in the air. Nick Meaney nowhere near it.
The high ball from the halfway is a well-positioned kick because it allowed his chasers to get underneath. And as you said, Salty, Zach Lomax comes from that right-hand centre position.
Easy pickings there for Laurie and Sims. Now, oh, great work. Jeremy Marshall-King with a dummy to his outside. Everyone fell for it, and he dives over the line and scores a try right under the post. We're going to the bunker, though.
Oh, no try. He thinks there must have been an obstruction.
Marker? Is it a marker they're saying got...
Well, it looked easy, Sat.
That's a try.
I can't see why not.
Aiden Tolman does not move after he plays the ball right under the goalpost, about a metre out from the...
It's not Aiden Tolman's fault that one of the markers stayed down low. And
Blake Laurie, he gets tangled up, doesn't he?
Thompson's tackled 8 away from the line. They can go 8 in front here, Canterbury, and they will. Raymond for Taylor Mariner will crash over. The Bulldogs on fire. Canterbury are in. Off a terrific run from Renoff to Amunga. They were just rolling up the middle. And then Raymond for Taylor Mariner will score the Bulldogs' third try of the afternoon. And they lead the Dragons 16-10 in the breeze. And it's been knocked on.
No.
And it's in the hands of Saab. And Saab is going to score a try here for the Dragons. It was knocked on there by Christian Crichton. The ball went across field. Jason Saab picks it up for the Dragons. Game on at Wynn Stadium. We're going to the bunker.
Why? Ball cleared for onside.
Yep. Goes straight through the bread basket, hits him on the knees, goes back towards the eastern side of the field where Jason Saab takes possession. They're going through to the grounding. This will be no problem at all. And it's right next to the upright as well, Dragons fans.
Stepped off the left foot and went closer to the post, gets over the line. It's their second half try of the year, Norman.
On their own 30 here now, the Dragons through Norman to Clune. Throws a dummy. They all fell for it. Go straight through over the halfway line. He's got support on both sides. Holds it up.
Duffy.
Waits. Gives a pass to that man, Matt Duffy, who scores a try. Didn't he do well, Adam Clune, and just delivering the pass at the perfect time. And that is a try to the Dragons, 22-20. Kick to come, and we've still got 7 minutes left on the Makita clock when power means business.
And great work by Adam Clune. They looked like they were going to go to the left, but he straightened up and come straight back through the middle where the tide forwards were. One of them was Aiden Tolman.
He just went way across the back of everyone, Tolman.
He did, and it's
just horrible.
It's through pure fatigue. They didn't need to go to the edges.
1 minute and 35 seconds left. To Amunga, to Lewis.
Oh,
out wide.
No.
Oh, they knocked it on. Ends up in the hands of Corey Norman,
who's
going to run away and score a match-winning try for the Dragons. They look to shift at the Bulldogs. Norman will score a match-winning try for St George Illawarra. He goes to the edge of the stands, claps himself. A round of applause. Mark Riddell. But Canterbury, they're heartbroken. The Dragons have plucked this one out of the air. 26-22, kick to come, a minute left.
Well, this is social distancing. Try celebration in honour of the great Piggy Riddell. Great fight back for the Dragons.
I'm shattered for the Bulldogs. They did so much.
To officially wrap it up, it is the Dragons who have defeated Canterbury by 28 points to 22.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.